Welcome to level 3. Congratulations on moving from level 2 to level 3. Hopefully that didn't take too long, but I mean, level 2 was tough. I mean, there's a lot of important stuff in there, and that was sort of the basic level of a lot of that. So we're going to get to more intermediate and advanced level thinking on platforms, digital economics, all of that, Alibaba companies like this. So welcome to level 3. Level 3, I think, is super cool because we're going to move outside of e-commerce. Most of level 2 was about e-commerce because I didn't want to bounce between too many types of businesses while we were, you know, talking about economics and platforms and stuff. But level 3, we're going to move out of e-commerce and we're going to start looking at a couple types of companies. Definitely going to look at Huawei. Huawei is a good example of a traditional business. I mean, Huawei was an equipment manufacturer. That's what they did. They were a manufacturing company that made hardware and equipment, and it had a certain software aspect to it back when phones were just, you know, landlines into your hotel or house. But as it has gone more mobile and as it's gone more into data, it's becoming more and more of a software business. So that's kind of a traditional business that's shifting into hardware plus software plus AI plus big data plus machine learning, all of it. So we'll talk about the basics of Huawei. We'll talk about a couple random companies like Starbucks, Luckin. We'll talk about Mobike, bicycle companies. Now, what these all have in common is these were more traditional businesses that started to get disrupted and or transformed by software, which is the whole point of this class, right? So we'll go into those, and there's a lot of just interesting lessons in that, and they've played out a little bit differently. So I think this is probably going to be maybe less of a mental jump than level 2. We're not going to introduce that many new concepts. We're just going to take what we've talked about and apply it to various businesses, which you're probably going to be familiar with. Renting a bicycle, nothing complicated about renting a bicycle. How does software change that? Buying a cup of coffee. Again, nothing that complicated as a business. How does software change that or not? Huawei, a little bit more complicated. So we have 5 learning goals within level 3. Huawei, Mobike, OFO, access versus ownership businesses, Starbucks. I'm going to introduce something I call digital superpowers. And this is when you take a software or data technology and you apply it to a traditional business, and it just changes the business. I mean, it's just like a superpower. Like you're in a competition with someone, they're punching you, you're punching them, and suddenly they get a superpower and just flatten you. Every now and then, a digital tool will emerge that just changes a business. And if your competitor gets that tool and you don't match them, you're done. It's like a superpower. So you always got to kind of be on the lookout. I always ask myself this question when I see a new tool emerge, AI, digital marketing, KOLs, all of this stuff. If my competitor got that tool, is that just a normal tech upgrade, or am I in deep trouble where I need to match this right now, or I'm out of this business in 1 to 2 years? That's generally my sort of question in the back of my head. Should I panic? Is it a superpower? And I have a list of 8 of these I like to do. Well, 6 to 8. So we'll talk about digital superpowers. We'll talk a little bit more about bundling and ecosystems and stuff like that. And that's about it. And there'll be 5 learning goals. So this will get us to learning goal 10. And again, as always, as you're doing these 5 learning goals, try to do them over about 3 months. So that's 1 to 2 a month. You know, do it on a Saturday, do it on a Sunday, work your way through one of these learning goals, and at the same time, be doing the weekly podcast, the daily articles. Keep doing that. So much of this is repetition. You know, it's not that there's 100 really important ideas. There's more like 30, but you got to know the 30. These do the heavy lifting, and nobody gets them on the first time. Nobody's that smart. It's a lot about just keep hitting these 30 over and over and over and over time. It'll start to be second nature to you. But repetition is a big part of this. So just keep listening. And, you'll look back over 6 months and you'll be like, yeah, I know that stuff. That's not that hard. It was hard the first time. It's not that hard 6 months later. So a lot of repetition. Keep doing the weekly podcasts and articles. And then probably 3 months to complete this learning goal. I'm sorry, this level, which is level 3. But that's it. Welcome to level 3. Keep going. You're doing awesome. And we'll keep moving forward.